You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
Welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 167, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become that influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says, whatever the Lord leads me to, I will follow through, because He is the one whom all my blessings come from. And joining me on today's show is Caroline Haney. Caroline Haney Creative is a company that helps businesses grow creatively through digital branding and design. Now, offering everything from social media management, website design, to marketing materials and branding, CHC handles every creative aspect of their business. Now, on today's show, Caroline's going to share, never give up hope. God will make even things that seem impossible, possible. If it's in God's plan, then He will make it happen. She's also going to talk about, there's a reason for every struggle and setback that we find ourselves in. It's to test your faith in the storm so that you can appreciate the sunshine more. And she's also going to talk about that you cannot be successful until you first have confidence in yourself and, of course, God's plans for you. You must believe in yourself before anyone else will. So, very important. Welcome to the show, Caroline.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I love that we're going to talk about this topic because, you know, so often, particularly as business owners and life in general, there can be circumstances and situations that really has us challenge who we are, our self-worth, our identity. And if we don't turn to Him and remind ourselves of some of the important Bible verses, well, all the Bible verses are important, but ones that really speak into the situation we're going through, we can often give up hope. And I think hope is so important. But before we dive into that, Caroline, share with us, how did you get into the business that you're now helping people with their branding and all things digital through Caroline Haney Creative? How did you start that?
Well, I have a degree in public relations and marketing. Mm-hmm. So I always knew that that's something that I wanted to do. Straight out of college, I had a job as the head of marketing and public relations for a large company. It was all under one owner, but they had a lot of different businesses within it. I think that's when I first got the idea that I could use my skills in multiple businesses. They just didn't all have to be underneath the same owner like I was doing there. And it was a great first job. But I always loved the idea of being my own boss. And I never really knew what freelancing really was. I didn't know that that was something that I could do with PR or marketing, but with social media growing so much, it was something that I started noticing people saying it kind of on Instagram, really. And whenever it came time for me to leave that full-time position, it was something that I kind of always wanted to do, hoped I could do, but didn't know if I could do it or not. I was 23 years old at the time. It was a long shot. I didn't know how to run a business. And it took a lot of time slowly dipping my toes into it until I honestly feel like the Lord pushed me off the diving board and made me jump in. And here I am now.
Yeah, fabulous. I love hearing people's journeys and stories because so often, you know, in those insights that you're sharing, we can find that things that we've questioned, perhaps, you know, someone's listening or watching today or the recording that is in the same situation that you are in. And, you know, sometimes the path is clear to others and not so clear to ourselves because we don't see the skills that we certainly have and the ability, you know, sometimes the fear of the unknown is keeping us stuck. Let's talk about never giving up hope. And I love the way that you said that God will make even things that seem impossible possible. If it's in God's plan, then he will make it happen. Now, have you been in situations where you felt like all hope was gone? And if so, what were some of the insights that you learned that we can certainly learn from today?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have. I think everyone's been in those positions. Right at the end of whenever I was still at my full-time job, the job was fabulous. I was just at a point in my life where I wasn't happy with where I was living, just kind of what I was doing. I always knew that there was a little bit more that I wanted to do. But I kind of felt stuck. Like I said, I didn't know that I could run all my business myself. And it took a lot of prayer and a lot of other people helping me to first make that leap into quitting my job and trying to start this business. But then starting the business was about a 6-month process from, you know, saying I was going to start, but, you know, I'd had one client, two clients, didn't really dive in all the way, was still kind of holding on, applying for other jobs, saying, you know, oh, Lord, maybe this is the job that you want me to have. And then if I get that job, then I didn't fail at owning my own business. I just took another job. You know, that was kind of my mindset through a lot of it. And it took him shutting a lot of doors and kind of pushing me into it and saying, I'm telling you that this is what you are supposed to do. Now trust in me. And from the second that I trusted in him, it took off in an amazing way that I can't even describe. I tithed out of my business account for the first time. The next day, I launched my website, and within 2 weeks, I think I had 10 clients.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a snowball effect, and that's, you know, that had nothing to do with me, really.
Yeah.
You know, it had everything to do with him and trusting in him.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's interesting. You know, it's quite often we can say, well, look, God, if it's your will, then you will clear a path. And it's almost as if he, you know, we expect him to launch the website. And, you know, I'm over exaggerating, obviously. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you line up the clients, do this, this, and the other. But there are actions that we need to take too. And so what was that moment that you decided I'm all in? What was happening around the time? Were there some Bible verses that you reminded yourself of? What was kind of happening at that time?
So it was, I quit my job full time back in about October. And it was in January, actually, I did 21 days of fasting and prayer. And during that time, the devil came at me hard. There were a lot of things that kind of told me, you know, you're not good enough for this. But I just kept on pushing through. Our pastor had encouraged us to come up with a word for the year. I came up with two. It was faith and confidence, building my faith stronger and having more confidence in myself and in the Lord's plan for me. And it was kind of a mixture of those things, getting through those 21 days where, you know, I felt attacked, and then coming out stronger on the end of it, having that confidence in myself. And then the last job opportunity that I thought, okay, this is going to be a job that I'm going to apply for. Well, I didn't get the job. And it was after I had prayed about it so much. If this is what I'm meant to get, then I'm going to get it. And if not, then I'm going to dive into my business. So I'm leaving it in your hands, you know, either let me get the job or let me do my business. And I didn't get the job. And I just clearly heard the Lord speak to me and say, there's a reason you didn't get this job. You're meant to own your own business. You're meant to be doing this. So that's kind of how it all came about.
Yeah. And I think if you look back to that time where you were looking for other employment, other jobs, and then also dabbling in your business, to the time when you decided I'm all in and you focused 100 and obviously 10%, I would say, when you're starting up your business. Often when we try and, if you will, have a number of things on the go just in case, It is kind of saying that you don't trust in him and his direction, obviously, but we also spread our attention and our energy and our abilities too thin, don't we? And I think the two absolutely go hand in hand. So when you decided that you were all in, did you also see that your, and really feel, if you will, that your trust in him was kind of like, you know what, you've got this, I have no other choice but to you know, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that you really just began to focus, as you say, and have that trust. What was going through your mind at that time? I think this is going to be a powerful insight for someone listening today.
Yes, it absolutely was. I think that, like I said, I had tithed out of my business account, putting that first 10% in his hands and saying, you know, I don't have much income coming in right now. My business account was small. And saying, but I'm going to trust you with it, and seeing how he multiplied that. It was that confirmation that I don't need to be looking at other things. I need to be looking to you and only you for whatever's to come my way. If a client tells me no, they don't want to work with me, I trust that it's because they're not right for me in my business. I don't think that it's something wrong that I did. And it took me a long time to get that way. I'm a very hard person on myself. I was afraid of failure for so long, and now I'm just afraid of failing the Lord, not necessarily failing in my business, because I know that this business is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah. You know, and I think as you're saying that, every single one of us that are listening, and I know I certainly can, absolutely relate. You know, so often we put high expectations on ourselves when something doesn't work, or a client that we'd, or prospective client says no, we'll often look at it as a rejection, a personal rejection that they did not like our services or us or something about, you know, our program, whereas we don't know what's going on for them. It may just not be the right client. It might not just be the right time. But that really can impact our self-confidence. And I think, you know, often, not often, but a lot of times it really keeps us stuck. So you're certainly not alone in that. Now let's talk about struggles and setbacks. I mean, part of business, and this is a lesson that I've learned over many decades of different businesses and opportunities I've been involved in, it's just a part of life and business, setbacks and struggles. But we so often have those setbacks and struggles take us out, you know. So share a little bit, what are some of the setbacks and struggles that you've had, and what were some of the maybe the Bible verses or that you did to really hold you strong and true and courageous that, yes, this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah, I mean, tons of struggles and setbacks whenever you're a business owner, especially starting out. My business isn't even a year old yet, so I'm still facing them every day. One of the biggest ones, I think, is whenever, you know, you either prepare really hard for a new client proposal and then they end up not wanting to work with you, or you work with a client for a couple of months and then they decide, you know, I don't need you anymore. It's like you said, it's hard not to take it personally. I just have to remember to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not on my own understandings. And it's a overused maybe Bible verse, but it's so true. I mean, we have no idea what the big picture plan is. There have been clients in the past that I maybe no longer work with, but it's because of what I did for them that I can do better work for my clients now and in the future. But it takes, you know, 6 months, a year hindsight to really see those type of things.
Yes, yes. You know, sometimes when we're thinking about a situation or a learning that we've had and we look back at it, we reflect, there are so many incredible opportunities that, as you said, different clients that you've worked with have really allowed you to open up, catapult your business to taking on more clients, bigger projects, that kind of thing. When we are experiencing and going through the setback, not always easy to do. So what were some of the things that you did and maybe even continue to do when you are in the midst of a setback that enables you to stay strong, stay focused? And you know, some of those Bible verses, we may use them again and again, but there's a reason for that. As you say, they are so powerful, they're so impactful and powerful that, you know, that's why we just go to them continuously. But what do you do when you're in the midst of a struggle?
Well, I definitely pray. I turn to my Bible. I really believe in having some quiet time, because especially in the social media world, online, you can just be filled with things constantly, seeing other people's successes, and then you just feel extremely like you're doing wrong. And so sometimes I just like to turn everything off, have a little bit of quiet time, talk to the Lord, tell, you know, he just, or even not even talk, just kind of sit there and try to listen And I see the majority of the time that that really kind of pulls me through. Mm. He just knows whenever I'm going through something, and it could be in an obvious way or not so obvious way. There's just that relief taken off. There is an answer that has come that maybe I was waiting for. I really, really believe in just that quiet personal time with the Lord.
I think it's important, and particularly that industry that you're in, social media, and we know it's so important to continuously speak our brand, if you will, through the creative elements and the stories that we're sharing online. But so often we can get sucked in. I mean, just today I was going through, oh, look at that. And it's just this little inkling, and you have to remind yourself, stop for a moment, celebrate that they are doing awesome things. And, you know, and we are awesome in other ways. What do you say to your clients? Because I'm sure this is a conversation that you have all of the time, don't you? When we start to compare our graphics and our images to what other people are sharing, the likes, the comments, and maybe not so many on ours, it's part of the growth. But what are some of the things that I'm sure you share your clients? When we put a photo up and we only get one or two likes, yet someone else in our industry, hundreds.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of things that you can tell them. Number one, a lot of people have fake engagement rates. You know, they pay for followers. But it's all just your own personal growth. I keep a chart for all of my clients of where they started at and where they are, you know, monthly, weekly, whatever it may be. And seeing that personal growth in yourself on a spreadsheet that's not up against every other page out there. That's something that I really enjoy doing. I think that it kind of puts it into perspective to them. You know, we've grown 83% this month or whatever the numbers may be. Once again, taking it out of all of that noise and really putting it into a personal perspective and just remembering that it's all about your own personal stuff and not what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, so important, because I'm sure you would find with a lot of clients and even people that you network with, when they're thinking about social media, that can be one of the most common reasons I think people don't share their message, because they're either afraid that they will be judged, that they will be rejected, and then when we compare ourselves, we get discouraged when we're not growing at a certain level. But we don't, as you've reminded us, we don't compare ourselves to others. And this was says in the Bible, don't compare ourselves to others, and really our own growth. Because I'm sure, and you would notice the difference yourself in your business as you continue to grow, the milestones, when you use those and then you set a goal and then you achieve that, and it's a slow progression, but it is a progression that it's often then when we look back, we can see just how far we have come. Have you found that in your own business and, of course, the work you're doing with clients?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's easy for me to look at all of these other pages that, you know, say that they gained 10,000 followers in 2 months, and you just kind of wonder, what are they doing that I'm not doing? But you have to step away from it and just say, you know, I started this from nothing, and it's not about the followers as much as it's about the business that I'm conjuring up, the relationships that I'm building. It's so much more than just the numbers that really go into it.
So important. And I think that segues beautifully into the next point about that we cannot be successful unless we first have confidence in ourselves and, of course, the gifts and strengths that God's blessed us with, and, of course, his plans for you. You must first believe in yourself before anyone else does. If we don't believe in our products and our services and be able to talk about them confidently, it's very hard for someone to see that confidence and the value. So what would you say to someone? Maybe you have gone through that and now you recognize there's some key things that you put into place, that if someone is struggling with that confidence, and how can I really step out in such a way that I can start to be more visible when it's really hard for me to see the level of value that I offer? What would you say to him or her?
Yeah, I mean, confidence in myself starting this business was one of the main things that almost stopped me from doing it. I remember right before I launched my website, I was with a friend and I kept on saying, I don't want to launch it. I'm scared to launch it. Then it's out there for everyone to see and I'll be judged on it. What if I'm not good enough for this? I mean, just the constant fear and not having any confidence in myself. But once I found that confidence in myself, that's what has allowed me to grow. And I think that the main thing is having a good support system around you. You know, I leaned on some friends first, showed them the website, slowly released it to a couple of people. And once they boosted me up, then I felt so much better about it. So I really think that your support system has everything to do with it.
Yeah, so true. Something that I'll often post about too, and it's such a great reminder for me, myself, absolutely, and I think for others who've been part of that conversation, is we can so often, if we're looking at comparison, the vanity numbers. And you said something earlier that sometimes what people do, some businesses, they pay for likes, they pay for followers, and really they're fake, aren't they? And that's not really going to create the relationships, the engagement, and ultimately lead to business that many of us hope to achieve through what we're doing online. So talk a little bit about that. And something I often say, and I'd love to see if you've got something similar, that, you know, I would rather have 100 people who are engaging, who are saying yes, than 1,000 or 10,000 or even 1,000,000 of people that are there but not communicating, not engaging, and certainly not investing in our services. Are you a similar mind too? I'm sure you are, that it really is about connection and engagement rather than those vanity numbers, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if it's on social media or if it's in real life, I'd rather, you know, with my business, I have a small client base. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not trying to reach out to people that are miles and miles away from me. One thing that I pride myself on in my business is I have face-to-face meetings with every client that I reach to. And I'm small, I might grow at some point, but it's something that, a website designer wants to meet with me in person. It's something that's not seen as much in this technology world that we live in now. Yeah. So it's the same thing with that as it is with engaging with real people on social media. You can have, you know, thousands of followers. I could have thousands of clients, but they wouldn't personally know me. They wouldn't feel comfortable calling me if they had an issue. You know, on my social media pages, they support me if I'm, you know, doing something good or if I'm feeling down. And that's kind of what you want in the end.
Yeah. I love that you've reminded us of the importance of developing a process and being very intentional in the experience that you want to create for your clients. Because I think so many of us, we do have I want to be global, I want to impact hundreds, thousands of people. Yet, if we're not able to really create an incredible experience for the select, you know, unique group of clients, then it's very hard for us to expand. And I think, you know, sometimes what happens is God will keep our business contained, because if we grow too quickly, we're just not have not yet built the foundations, built the character as a leader to be able to manage, you know, hundreds of clients. So often there is a reason and a purpose and an intention behind God's blessing, if you will. And I think that's something that you've shown. You tithed, you trusted, even when it was small. And that kind of definitely shows that you trust that, you know, it's His will and He will continue to clear the path for other clients and business. If you're able to do that and be a good steward with the small resources and smaller client base, then that really shows as you continue to grow and expand, you're going to be a good steward for that. And I say that to you, but also that's so relative for all of us. I'm sure you found that in your business, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I started off slow and small, and the more that I trusted God, the more that He gave back to me. Mm. And I think that it was slow so that I could handle it, and also slow like that so I could see how it went along with me trusting in Him. I needed to see that cause and effect, if you will.
Yeah.
And know that I'll grow along with it as, you know, that confidence gets built up more.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you looked back to when you first started, maybe just launched the website side and had a couple of clients, to where you are now, there is that level of confidence that you have in yourself, and the service and value you offer would you notice a difference? It has grown, it has developed, yes?
Yes, absolutely. And there's still some things that I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
But I'm a lot more confident in the packages that I deliver to people. You know, if they ask me what I do, I pretty much have a a list I can tell them, instead of before I was like, well, I kind of do this, I kind of do that. You know, you just, it's something that you kind of get as time goes on, and as that confidence builds, I just feel so much more secure in myself and who I am and what I do now.
Yeah. And I think what happens is that as we continue to develop, you know, those processes, the clear packages that you have, and you know that they're doing great outcomes or having a great outcomes for your clients, as we start to have conversations and the things that we talk about online and share online, that confidence shines right through that, doesn't it? And it really then connects with your ideal client, who then is reading that, watching that, and participating and engaging in that. And I think it really grows. It continues to grow no matter what level we are at in our business. And so often we want to control the pace, and we want to get to there before we've actually been here first and develop that strong foundations. And I think that's with faith too, isn't it? And our relationship with the Lord. He will continue to grow and evolve. But what we have to do, just like in business, is take action. When we're looking at our relationship with the Lord, we need to spend time with Him. And I love that you reminded us of how important it is to quieten our minds, to switch off social so that the noise doesn't continue to, that noise, speak into our lives. Caroline, I know that people who are watching and listening today often will struggle with social media and online and their website. Share a little bit more about some of the packages and things that you offer, and then also to how people can get in contact with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I am a social media manager. I do everything from giving basic social media tips, looking at your page and telling you what you can change, to running the full thing for you, whether it's for your business, your personal brand. It's, you know, there's a lot of different social media packages that come along with that, from launching a new business to one that's been around for 10 years and needs a revamp. Same with websites. I'm a website designer. I really love doing new businesses, local businesses, revamping some old ones, just a little bit of everything, and then design elements, everything from logos and brochures to stickers and hats, anything that you can kind of use as a marketing material for your business. And I really just pride myself in helping businesses grow and seeing what level they can get to.
Yeah, fabulous.
If you wanted to learn a little bit more about my business, my website is www.carolinehaneycreative.com. And then Caroline Haney Creative is what I am on Instagram and on Facebook.
Fantastic. And we'll put all of the links to connect with Caroline on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE167. Caroline, it's been so great to speak with you today. I think so many of us, no matter what level we're at in our business, whether we're starting, whether we're a seasoned entrepreneur, or whether we're in between, there are always different levels of confidence that we need to bring. I'm reminded of just how important it is to continuously lean in to Him so that we never give up hope, that we're strong and committed, working through the obstacles and challenges, which we know is just a part of everyday business life, entrepreneurial life, and not just us that are struggling with that, because so often we can feel isolated and alone because we think it only happens to us, which of course is not true at all. One of the things I'm doing for all of my guests, and I would be honored to do that for you today, is just to close the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you, Caroline?
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Father, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Caroline today, and how we're reminded that hope is so important. And when we place our hope and trust in you, Lord, when we seek first your kingdom, when we delight yourself in you, Lord, that you will give us the desires of our heart. Father, we just want to uphold the work and the clients that Caroline is working with. Will you continue to bless the work that she's doing and her business? Will you continue to really strengthen her confidence and the things that she needs to build in her business so that she can build a kingdom-focused business that honors you in every way? Father, we just want to say thank you, and we ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story and your insights. I think, as I said, every single one of my guests always brings such important insights, and it's great to be able to hear from other like-minded, faith-minded entrepreneurs. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklists, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.